This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, last week, Marco Dawson picked up his second Champions Tour victory. It just so happened to be the Senior Open Championship, beating Colin Montgomery and Bernhard Langer down the stretch. It is a pleasure to welcome Marco Dawson to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Marco, thanks for doing this.
No problem. My pleasure.
Does it still sound funny that you beat Colin Montgomery and Bernhard Langer down the stretch?
No, it doesn't sound funny. It was actually sounds pretty nice. You know, that's what you're out there for. That's what I'm out there for. Go play as hard as you can, and you know, you kind of lose, or at least I kind of lost focus on who I was playing. I knew I was playing two great players, playing with them, but you know, you get in the heat of the battle, it's like, okay, they're human beings just like me. So right now it doesn't really matter what they are. It's just how are we going to play against each other right now? That's all that matters.
You know, for the listener who doesn't play at this level, Marco, when you're out there in something like that, it's not match play. I understand that, but everybody's a stroke or two different. When they do not pull something off, when they don't do something, how conscious of that are you, or just how much are you in your game?
I was just focused on my game. I watched what they were doing. You know, it was fun to be in the group. You know, I got caught up in, you know, this is the Senior Open, and I may not have another chance like this, the opportunity to play with, you know, number one and number two on the money list, two great players, Hall of Famers. So I'm just going to enjoy this and do the best I can, you know, not try too hard, but, you know, just focus when it was my turn, go through my motions and pick my target, make the swing, and hopefully everything turns out good, and it did.
How much did making that putt on the 72nd hole mean to you?
Oh, unbelievable. I mean, as soon as it went in, I thought to myself, it's over. It's over. I don't have to. This is it. That's it. Doesn't matter what he does. It's over now. You know, so I wasn't thinking that. You know, I had it read right, I thought, and I said, now it's just a matter of getting the right speed, because I know in the past that when I've gotten a little nervous, I tend to hit my putt short. I said, okay, but let's just not overdo it and knock it 20 feet by the hole. So I thought, okay, there's my target. I'm just going to make a stroke. I'm just going to hit it the way I see it, the speed that I see it. And I did just that. And it was kind of calming to do that. And then when I saw it on the line, it was on. I thought, oh, my gosh, this is going in. And then when it went in, I thought, oh, it's over. It's over. I just won. It was a great feeling.
The golfer in you had to expect Bernhard to make his, right?
Well, especially after I saw him, you know, he missed the birdie putt on 17. He didn't hit a very good putt. It didn't look that way to me anyway. So I thought, after seeing where he was on the green on 18, I thought, hey, I don't think he's going to let that happen again. He's not going to, you know, make a poor stroke again. He's going to give this his best, I'm sure. So I've got to assume that he's going to make this. So that's, you know, I just assumed that he was going to make it. And so I figured, well, I've got to make mine. If I'm going to win, I am the only one that can outright win this. If I make this putt, it's over. And that's just kind of the attitude I had.
Did you have a wry smile inside when he made it?
Oh, yeah.
How did have you had a chance to celebrate the win? How did you guys celebrate the win?
We were up all night texting. You know, I had over 100 texts on my phone when I got done, and we were up all night. We had a couple of glasses of wine, and just responded to a bunch of texts, and you know, just kind of replayed the round and how I was feeling and what she was doing, my wife was doing, and you know, she was right there, and it was just great. And then on the flight back, we were, you know, just thinking of what we were going to do, where we were going to go, and my parents were going to be at the house with a few of our friends, so it was going to be nice.
We are talking with Marco Dawson, winner at the Senior Open Championship. Okay, with this victory, you're in next year's Open Championship. Did you, on your regular tour days, did you play in the Open?
I never did.
Yeah.
I never, and I really never went over to try and qualify. When they started the qualifyings here in the States, I did try that. You know, but I was never in a position that I could actually take the week off and go and try. I probably should have, but there was always an opposite event, and I felt like I needed to play in that and stay home and try to do well in that.
Do you enjoy Lynx golf, European golf?
Yes. I after last year was the first year that I had ever played. I played at Royal Porthcawl, and after about 4 or 5 days there, I thought, this is a great way to play golf. I really like this because, to me, there were so many more opportunities for different kinds of shots. You weren't limited to maybe 2 shots off the tee. You could hit anything you wanted. You could hit it any direction. I mean, as far as a draw or a cut, you could. And this year was the same thing. I thought, I just love the way you can play it on the ground. You can play it in the air. There was no goofiness about the course. There were no false fronts, so to speak. There were no, you know, it wouldn't roll off the green and then roll down a hill and then go in a hazard somewhere after landing the ball on the green like we have some of these courses in the States. It's just kind of goofy that way. But it was just right in front of you. You knew that you hit it down the fairway, you were going to have a good shot, and, you know, you could get into that heather stuff, and sometimes you'd have a good lie, but most of the time you didn't. And it was just fun. Just a lot of fun to play that way.
You know, Zach will always be a champion at St. Andrews. You will always be a champion at Sunningdale. How special is it to win in these locales?
Well, I've never played St. Andrews, but, you know, I've seen it on TV, and it looks like a, you know, that type of golf. It was very exciting. I mean, that playoff, the guys, there was a handful of guys that could have won that tournament on the last 2 or 3 holes. So it was very exciting, and I think the same thing was true last week also. There were 3 or 4 of us that could have won, and yeah, it's just, like I said, it was just so much fun. Things bounced back and forth. At one point, I was a shot ahead early on, and then after the 8th hole, I was 4 shots behind. You know, so things changed after about 4 or 5 holes on the back 9.
But I'm assuming Sunningdale has quickly become your favorite European venue.
Oh, yeah, so far, yeah. it's going to be nice to go a little farther north next year and play Troon, and then play the regular Senior Open at Carnoustie. So, yeah, we'll be there for 2 weeks next year.
There you go. You are back. You're in Minnesota. What's been the reaction of the guys on the range?
It's been great. Some of these guys are really, really excited. There were some guys that I hadn't talked to in a while, you know, just kind of passing by, and then they were, you know, as nice as they could be, and as, you know, congratulations all over the place, and it was just, it was great. It seemed like they were all pulling for me, so it was very nice.
You know, when I had my first hole-in-one, Marco, somebody said to me, I never expected this reaction, they said to me, "Welcome to the club." And I thought, well, that's kind of a neat thing to say. So now you're in a special club with those guys. Explain to the listener who does not play at this level, the validation. I mean, do you feel more like you belong out there?
I don't know that I feel more like I belong. I feel like now it kind of validates to me that, you know, all that work that I put into it, it wasn't that I could just reach a certain level and not be able to win and just kind of be just out of my reach. Now I feel like, you know, I always thought in the back of my mind I could do that. It just hadn't happened. But now that it's happened, I feel like, you know, I could do this again and again and again. I mean, I have the game for it. It wasn't just a fluke thing. So I have the game for it. So I think I can do it again, and I'm going to go try and do it again.
Before I let you go, I know your bride was there. Who'd you think of first? Maybe second after your bride, who'd you think about?
I think there was a, there's a friend of mine who passed away last year. He was my agent, good friend of mine, and he loved golf. He was he would caddy for me anytime I wanted to. He just loved being out on the golf course. He was a good player himself, and he would have been 50 this year, I think, or 49 or 50. And he wanted to try and qualify and do some of the senior tour events. And you know, my wife said that just before I went to putt on that 18th hole, there was a little ray of sunshine that came out. And I wasn't sure if I believed her, but when I saw the video of it, I could see it. And she said, I think that's Jonathan looking down at you right there. So, you know, I kind of thought of him.
Well, it was congratulations on everything. It was great fun to watch. Congratulations, Marco. Thank you for taking the time to do this.
Sure, my pleasure.